This motherfucker don't shower. Oh, I do. I'm just not very good at it.
You do kind of look like the kind of guy that would be directing a porn.
Why? Why do you say that?
Instead of, oh, this guy watches CNN all day, which is already hilarious, this guy looks like a porn director from the 70s.
This Garhart makes me look like I'm from at least the 90s, goddammit. This guy doesn't watch CNN, he watches TNA flicks.
That's an ass.
But I was saying, before I had to get up and do all that production work, because I'm a little bitch, ever since that podcast with Tom Dustin, I've been liking the feeling of just holding the microphone instead of like leaning over to talk into it.
True. I like to grab a hold of the microphone.
Yeah,
it's reminiscent from your days at the beat.
At the beat?
When you were doing press conferences, did you have to talk into a mic?
Oh hell no, dude!
No,
not when you're covering Idaho. There's only like four of you there.
So you just talk.
You just go. Jason Eck like calls on you like it's fifth grade. He's like. Porn director in the front.
did he even know? Did Jason Eck know your guys' names at least?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good. Shout out to Jason Eck. He's gonna be the head coach for New Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on with Bill Belichick. But pending, he's still the football coach over at UNC. Then. We might see a Jason Eck, Bill Belichick game.
Are they in the same conference?
I think I remember seeing something about that, but I could be wrong.
Well, you know what? We were just talking about the background here, in which we were saying that we can have the fans
vote
on what the background is. Let's
all five of them.
Yeah, all five of the fans. Each week, one comment on the Trey and Treep show can determine what picture will be on the background of this TV until we get sponsorships. This is a perfect place for an ad to go. So if you want to sponsor Trey and Treep show, your ad goes here. But until then, we're going to Google if New Mexico is in the same conference as North Carolina. So they're in the Mountain West, and I kind of knew that coming into this. And fucking North Carolina's in the ACC. So that is...
I mean, they can still play them. Just type in New Mexico versus North Carolina.
They're both college football teams. They can still play each other. What kind of logic is that?
Well, why did you go straight for the conference?
Because what are the odds that they just randomly play each other?
I don't know. Teams randomly play each other all the time. We played Oregon.
They only played each other once. And it was in 2002. 2002. Trey said, well, you know, you got two coaches, basically the same guy. They're going to be on opposite sidelines once a year, damn near, every Saturday. You got Bill Belichick, the North Carolina Tar Heels, and Jason Eck with the Lobos. Oh, that's going to be one hell of a matchup.
Which one will prevail?
Anyway, guys, welcome to episode number 18, 10 minutes in. Lots of dead air to the Trey and Treep show.
It is getting to be summertime. Not a big fan of the heat myself. I supposed to be a storm coming, but I guess it didn't actually come.
Whenever you're on your way here, I feel a storm coming. That's what I tell everybody at work when you're on your way here. I say there's a storm coming. And his name is Trey. Hurricane Trey.
I was
worse than the LA riots.
You said to shoehorn that in there.
Current events. Current events Treep.
Tune into the Trey and Treep show where we keep you up to date on current events. All it is us just having conversations and just inserting the keyword in conversation. It's like, hey Trey, how was your day? L.A. riots.
I mean, you work at a news station, so you better be up to speed on what's going on in these streets.
Oh, I'm aware of what's going on in these streets, but you made me lose my train of thought. I don't even remember where are we going on before.
It's
getting hot out.
Oh, it's yeah, the weather.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. The number one topic of all podcasts, the fucking weather. When your balls get stuck to your leg out in public, how do you strategically get them unstuck? What's your strategy?
I haven't really had that happen.
Really? You just got unsticky nuts, huh?
This is actually part of the comedy. It's funny you brought that up, because this is kind of like the new segue that I've been working on with the comedy. But not when your balls get stuck to your leg, but like when you're walking upstairs and it gets sucked back into your skin.
Yeah, I guess. That's why I take the elevators.
Like, if you're well endowed, does it never just get sucked back inside you?
Trey shows up to the studio to record the podcast, and we're observing a helicopter, as two autistics do. And we were, you know, calling out the make and model, and you know, what year the helicopter was.
Making sure it wasn't a UAP.
And as we were looking at it, I look behind Trey and I look at the back of his head, and he had white hair. You are already starting to go gray, and you are not even in your 30s yet. We'll put a picture up right here. How embarrassed are you?
I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed. Kind of felt like after I turned 25, it, you know, the days just kind of roll into one. I think it's going to keep going like that forever. It's like a nonstop trajectory towards death.
It was hilarious when I pointed out your white hairs, because you're like, that's just probably dandruff.
I do struggle with dandruff, though, so that's why my first reaction was that. Well, come to find out that...
You just picked up like you were like towards the end of a story, like you just cut off like the whole beginning. You started that sentence with "come to find out."
Well, I wanted to bring up the fact that you're getting your baby Jacksonville Jaguar clothes.
Yeah,
and I just find it hilarious, because you know how when most dads have their kids, they're always like, "I want to give my kid the life I never had. I don't want him to experience the same amount of pain that I did." But Treeb, on the other hand, is like, nope, you're stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's the closest thing that you can have to feeling like your father left you, as being a Jacksonville Jaguars fan.
True. Happy Gay Pride Month, by the way.
Oh yeah, Happy Gay Day.
Had to get that out there.
Oh, I guess it's Gay Month. It's funny, I was gonna title this episode Happy Father's Gay.
It's Happy Father's Day too to all the dads out there.
Yeah, it's technically my first Father's Day.
Yeah, congratulations.
But I'm kind of thinking we kind of lean into that gimmick here, and kind of like that one episode where we went over football stories, we kind of sit back and spin some yarn on one of the most unique men in all of history, our father, you know.
Yeah.
He's a guy that has molded me into the man I am today, and also molded Trey into the man that he is in today, that he is today. So you could kind of see both sides of what hard work and what barely caring does as a father.
That's fucked up.
You can see what some of his best work can do, and what some of his "it's not so bad" work can do.
That's a good one. I like that. That's funny.
Give me a story of when Dad had your back.
I don't know if there's a specific story, but, you know, whenever you were going through high school, never missed a game, never missed a practice.
My favorite thing is, like, any examples of dad being a good dad that you sprout off all have to do with me.
Yeah. I never really did much, so I just tried to stay out of the way.
Yeah. You're like, I'm like, give me a good story about dad being dad being dependable. He's like, well, he never missed any of your football games. When we were coming back from that one football game 6 hours away, he almost forgot me at the gas station. But he never forgot your football games. I have another bit here where I have favorite dad stories. And Trey's so bored he's on his phone right now.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Looking at my phone.
Why?
Want to see what time it is.
You were texting.
What's it to you?
Why are you texting during the podcast?
Talking to my guy.
What guy?
Shane.
Was he? Shane, you're talking to a fucking... your second best podcast that you do? The host of it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're close.
I was saying to name some of our favorite dad stories in honor of Father's Day.
Father's gay.
Yeah. My first one that I have, just right off the top of the dome when I made this script here, is dad would come home from work, and me and Trey, you know, we'd do the kid thing. We'd be like, oh, yeah, dad's home. But then I would always just fucking rock him one right in the nutsack. I would punch him in the nuts almost daily until I was probably like 14 years old. You know, I was giving him a dousing of a nut punch every day. And, you know, I think it was because I didn't want another brother and, you know, didn't want another sibling to come out. But, you know, that was hilarious. You remember when that would happen?
I just remember one. I remember one story you told that was like that, but I didn't know it was like an ongoing thing.
It was a running bit. Dad would come home from work. I'd be like, "Dad, fuck!" And then every time we go, "Oh!" Another good one for me is one time we all went out to eat. That's a Pixley favorite. It's a Pixley tradition. We go out to eat. That's what we do. That's how we show love. That's how we get down. You know, we're eaters. I always say the Pixleys are a sitting family. You know, I mean, look at us right now. Sitting pretty. And we go out to eat, and I think me and you are arguing or something, and then we're waiting in this long line at Dairy Queen, which Dairy Queen will have a long line no matter what time of day it is.
No matter what season it is.
Dairy Queen is always packed to the nuts.
It's always. It never fails.
We get through this Dairy Queen line, and by the end of it, me and my dad are arguing, and we get home. And I start walking away, and Dad said, "And don't you bother even coming back."
It's like, don't you ever bother coming back.
I don't remember what the fight was about or why I pissed him off so bad, but he said, "Don't you even bother coming back." But he folded pretty quick. That's the thing with Mom and Dad. Nobody folded with punishments quicker than Mom and Dad did.
Oh, you sold drugs. Your PlayStation's taken away.
Yeah.
2 weeks later. Okay.
I want 2 pages of sentences, front and back.
Yeah.
How long have you known Dad?
10 years. Yeah. That's an inside joke.
Yeah. Be why is that an inside joke?
Because cheeseburgers were my favorite as a kid.
You don't say.
And I'm a lot less picky now. But back then, it would only be cheese and nothing else.
You don't say.
And one day, making me burgers and there was no cheese. And what I should have said was, how long have I been eating burgers? Which probably still wasn't 10 years, but at least it would have. It would have made sense, and instead it turns into a running gag. But I mean, it's probably the longest running gag in family history. It still gets a laugh every time. Yeah. So
my favorite thing with you is like you say sayings like that, or you just like you just throw in words that don't mean what they mean, but you say them anyway.
I feel you. I just be saying shit.
Yeah, you do just be saying shit.
You motherfuckers think I'm saying it just to be saying it?
You do.
No one knows what that reference is from.
Yeah. Comment down.
I fucked it up.
Comment down below what that reference is from. Also,
or Shane might know.
Shane's gonna probably end up picking what the background of this.
True. We're relying on you, Shane.
Shane's gonna say something gay like
the Seahawks. Great minds think alike. But he was actually, I think he might have been the first one. This is pre Soulja Boy era.
He's
when
not.
Soulja Boy started doing stuff on SoundClick.
SoundClick, holy shit.
Yeah, that was like, Soulja Boy was like the
in the zone
gateway to internet rappers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But he didn't do this before Soulja Boy.
Oh yeah, he did.
No,
I'm pretty sure he did.
Nobody did anything before Soulja Boy.
Well, I'm not saying he was as big as Soulja Boy, but he was on the wave, I think, before.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy was just the one that came through.
I think Soulja Boy went first because he went with you.
Ooh.
And then freaking Shane went, what, and you comes before W in the alphabet. So that just makes sense.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Not a bad bit. Other fun dad stories. It was funny when we ordered the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight. He required everybody to buy at least one pizza and a 12-pack of soda for administration. And honestly, that was probably pretty close to the price of the pay-per-view. And we also streamed it, I think, on Crack Streams.
I mean, it's a pretty good business model there.
Yeah, he's just trying to profit off my friends. They never wanted.
Although, to be fair, I was the only one that got pizza from Domino's. Everyone else got it from Little Caesars.
Well, no shit.
And we're talking back in the day, not like Little Caesars now. Back in the day when you could actually go to Little Caesars and get a pizza for $5.
Well, no shit. Why would you buy like an actual expensive pizza when those are the parameters that you have to buy a large pizza and a 12-pack of soda? I'm pretty sure everybody also brought fucking off-brand soda too. All it was little
Dr. Phil.
I was actually gonna say Dr. Pimp, but the fact that you said Dr. Phil brought it up.
I was trying to think of I don't know why I said Dr. Phil. I didn't even realize the significance until I said it.
Well, then, saying Dr. Phil,
Dr. Phil,
way funnier than Dr. Pimp. Oh man.
Pib is actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad alternative. We have a stout DVD collection, so my kid's going to be able to watch a lot of the shows I did growing up and a lot of the movies. I saw a scary thing the other day that Cars came out. Fucking, how long do you think it's been since Cars came out?
I want to say side note. Since we're on the topic of cars, I could have sworn when I was driving down here, I seen a Tesla.
A Tesla?
Tesla. Yeah, I swear to God, but anyway.
Well, you probably did. People have Teslas.
Are they like that unheard, or they're not that unheard of?
No, there's like charging stations
Jesus
around.
Christ. Elon Musk.
Dude, that's like the second Grandpa John thing you've let out this fucking since you've been here. What did you do earlier before the podcast started? You're like,
oh yeah.
you let out a fucking oh yeah.
But on the cars, I want to say I mean I'm not gonna say I'm like a auto mechanic historian, but I remember watching some of like the Henry Ford and stuff back in the day, and how he was a shady business person.
Such an asshole.
Why?
You know what I'm talking about. When do you think Cars came out?
Oh, you're talking about the movie?
You fucking knew I was talking about the movie, you asshole.
No, I was being dead ass. I thought you were talking about actual Cars.
So Cars came out, What did you think I was talking about?
Oh, you're talking about cars, like actual cars.
I was talking about okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't seen fucking Cars in fucking 20 years. Fucking Lightning McQueen and all that shit. I don't watch that movie.
Speaking of Cars, I saw it. Do you know how like much of a different wavelength we were on right there? Sorry, Dad, your episode kind of got buried with a lot of stories throughout. We got a little...
We love you, Dad.
We love you, Daddy. Another funny story for me with Dad. I told Dad one time, I remember when Renee was over, and we were just sitting there talking, and we were talking about just like doing redneck shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like... I was talking about how I've shot guns, and like I've never seen Dad shoot a gun. And I was like, Dad, I've probably shot more guns than you, like, in my life. He's like, really? I was like, yeah. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, probably have. What the fuck? I've shot like 4 guns. And then he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then it took me like that long to remember that he was in the Air Force.
Right.
Because he never fucking, he never talks about it, really.
So this is an off, like, a random ass story.
Yeah.
It still cracks me up, and I don't know, you probably, it's probably one of those things where you have to be there, but I remember when I was in school, and there was a guy that was, like, big into Nerf guns,
yeah,
anyway, so we were talking about him, but it was, like, two different people, we're like, oh, yeah, that guy's a nerd, we call him Nerf Nerd,
yeah,
and he's all, like, yeah, I got a couple Nerf pistols.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me. But no, Dad not only was in the Air Force, but he was in security forces.
Yeah,
he wasn't, which I know in retrospect he probably wishes he would have, you know, done something with computers or something back in the day, but
yeah, but computers were a fad back then.
Yeah.
But he was in security force, just like you.
Yeah. Like father, like son.
Yeah, did you? I mean, second generation security force, and I was a second generation car salesman for a while.
For like a week.
It's like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
It was a good time. Yeah. And then, yeah, when the last couple times we went to
I still haven't shot a gun, by the way.
Have you not? You've never shot a gun ever? Do you want to?
Not particularly, no. Not.
You never want to end it all?
Nope.
Why you...
Ask me this in 10 years, I might have a different response.
Ask you in 10 years when you're 60% gray.
Yeah, exactly.
When we moved you into the basement, you stopped talking to everybody. It's like you moved out completely, you know? And then all of a sudden you graduated high school and like went to Yakima.
Yep, I graduated from the basement.
Yeah, and then you got
moved
relegated
right back into that motherfucker.
Oh,
home sweet home.
Yeah, do you remember that summer when we all stayed in the basement when we were getting the carpets changed upstairs?
Yeah, that was one of the summers where we never slept.
Yeah,
we went on block TV.
We were like the original streamers. Like, yeah. Like some people kind of forget that we kind of started the streaming game. People kind of forget that Hatchet Man Homie for Life and Patriot Fan 15 kind of started this shit. Like Kai Sinet never gives us any props, you know. There's this guy on fucking TikTok that always comes up on Renee's TikTok that just reminds me of you. And he like fucking stacks cups, and he does it so slow, and he fucking always gives a thumbs up at the end, and he has long ass fucking fingernails like you do. Have you seen that guy? Let me see if I can find. This is a look things up episode. Let's see if we can find. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But trust me, that guy looked just like you.
Got you.
He's a fat guy stacking cups. He's not even really fat. It's more the. Just the look in the face and the nails and the autism, I think, is mostly
the autism. Yeah.
He even wears shirts that just say, like, autism on there. That's one thing I respected about you. You never wore any, like, I'm disabled shirts. You just wore it on your face.
It's a good one. That's a golf clap for that.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway, you're getting into I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, the fucking, it was like the first episode, and it was the one, like, where he was an attorney. He was like, call this number if you experienced. It was like...
Oh, is it the pig that runs into the house?
No, it was like when they hire contractors and then...
Oh, they jump on the bed.
Yeah. And then the toilet's only big enough for a fart.
Yeah. He's
fucking
the best.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I knew you'd like that.
Yeah. I like Detroit. I watched Detroiters though. Like that was like organically. That's when I first discovered Tim Robinson.
Well, I really want to watch his new movie. Friendship, it's called, with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
It's not in the movies, but it's in the movies like everywhere else. But here. It's in the movies in Spokane.
Yeah, there's a movie that's I think it's called Queen of the Ring. I've been trying to. It's like that movie where it was released, but it was like limited.
Yeah, that's how Friendship was.
And you just don't hear about it anymore. And it's been like 5 months, and I can't figure out how to watch it.
That's just the world we're living in now with fucking movies.
We got Happy Gilmore 2 coming up though. Yeah,
well, that's guaranteed. That's the Sandman. He's gonna have it out. But I mean, fuck. That's just like what people are doing now. They're doing like limited releases. I mean, like fucking Tom Dustin, like his movie. That got like limited releases.
You think he was being honest when he said he couldn't give you the movie?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think he knew what was going on. I mean, he told us himself he doesn't even know how to work a computer.
Yeah,
so,
I believe that.
Yeah.
He was no disrespect to any of our guests, but he was probably the best guest we ever had, like as far as banter,
charisma.
Yeah, as far as like, yeah, charisma, banter, and like somebody
energy.
That energy, yeah, and somebody that just went along with the show.
Yeah,
like we were able to be ourselves, and we were able to kind of, because like if you look at any other podcast we do with guests, and this is kind of getting a little inside baseball, but when you look at any other podcast episode we do with our guest, they freaking we end up asking more questions than we do like have fun, I feel like. This one we were able to ask questions and have fun, so it was a good little mix of both. I'm gonna look at the time on the podcast here just to see where we're at. Oh my god, dude. Well, we've been recording for 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
No doubt. I mean, that did not feel like 1 hour and 5 minutes.
I feel like I'm in a roller coaster.
Right?
Throwing my hands up. Wee.
Wee, whoa. Baby, let's go. We gonna have some fun. We gonna go all night. We gonna light it up.
Like it's Dino Fright.
That was good. All right, well, we are recording back-to-back podcasts, ladies and gentlemen, so we could probably save a good chunk of this for the second one, and honestly, we might even put this one out second instead of first, because I feel like we're just now getting on a heater, so the second one might end up being better. All right, so we're 1 hour and 5 minutes into this podcast, and, you know, we're recording back-to-back, so, you know, I don't know, there might be a good chunk of it getting cut out, but, you know, I feel like we're really starting to hit our stride, so... We might end up releasing this second, might release it first, who knows. But anyway, I think this is as good of a spot, if any, to introduce everybody's favorite part of the show. I'm talking about Treyisms. I'm talking about comedy bits. And for this episode and the next episode, we have a couple of special isms for the episode. Trey, why don't you explain it a little bit?
Yeah, so... I've been getting a lot of feedback from my father.
You said from our one fan, who this episode is about. Yeah.
What?
Oh, you said from my father, and I was just like, yeah, from our one fan.
Yeah. But he's been writing down these Treyisms. Some of them are good. Some of them are not so good. I'm excited to get Treeb's response on that. And try not to hurt Dad's ego too much, because you can tell he put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
See, the thing with me is it just comes naturally to me.
And you can tell. Because some of them are really bad.
When it comes to art, very rarely, if ever, is art created spontaneously.
Yeah.
Everything happens to it to inspire it. Why do you think in the 90s when Tupac and N.W.A. and everyone was like, oh, they're rapping about guns, violence, drugs. It's like, yeah, because that's what was around back then. So I just let it come to me. So
we had a
Go.
I was gonna say we had you comparing Booger Boy Meister to John Lennon in the Booger Boy episode, and you comparing yourself to N.W.A. and Tupac in this episode. Great comparisons.
So my comedy bit that came naturally because I'm the kind of guy that never forces anything, just all comes natural. So probably Monday I get a text message from a restaurant that I used to frequent back in the day, and it's like, oh, we appreciate your service, whoop-de-whoop, and he was like, come back, gives a coupon, gave me the link. I was thinking it was going to be like, I don't know, $5, $10. Get $1 off your next purchase. And I'm like, third shoe, that's right. Right now.
What is this place? And what is this place called? Goldstein's Pizza?
Anyway, I decided to go because I figured if it was $1, then by the time I go there 10 times, I'll get a free meal. And then, as Treep said, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a week. give a man a dollar of pizza. Then what did you say? I forget.
He'll eat for a month. Give the man a dollar slice of pie, he'll eat for a month. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad for being spontaneous. That's just a real life story.
I said Mr. Krabs at first, but I had to throw some racist in it.
See, that's the thing. When you say words that are just wrong, like you know, racism, you said I had to throw some racist in it. That's a trait, isn't it? No, I was good. I like that. Why don't you give me, how many Timisms do you got?
I got a lot.
You got a lot? Yeah. All right, well, why don't you burn a couple in this episode? So this is the debut of the Timisms. We really wanted to get Dad on the podcast, at least for one of these, but he says he doesn't want to be a public figure, which is the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life. We're like incognito fucking figures. We, like, the YouTube algorithm hates us. The Booger Boy video did pretty good. Tom Dustin didn't do as good as I thought, but those thumbnails are getting better. So anyway, give me some Timisms that he wants to send to you behind his recliner that he's watching this on.
Treve, I thought I was going to be late for the podcast today because of road construction. Luckily, there's more than two ways to make a cat skinny, and I found a way around it. I don't know if I get that one.
You don't get that one? Why don't you get that one?
Oh, two ways to make, like, skin the blacks.
you fucking love your traism so much that those are just the idioms now. You're just gonna go to, like, a work meeting. They're gonna be like, so, Trey, what do you think about this quarter's margins? You know, do you think that we should, do you think that we should go forward with the project, or do you think that we should hold back? And you say, well, I think maybe we should push it out at a medium pace, you know, or maybe we can speed it up. You know, there's always more than one way to skin the blacks.
Yeah.
But no, make a cat skinny. That's a total dad-ism. I could tell Dad wrote that. And you know how I know Dad wrote that? It's because there's so many damn words in it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of words in it. But anyway, not bad. Made sense. Go ahead.
Sure, you remember when we got lost in the snow and we got into a fight. I don't know what that's referencing to. I found it's better to be gloved when lost than to have never shoved someone who falls.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's just a little corny.
Yeah.
That idiom only works when it's in the snow.
All right, here's where it gets kind of spicy. Treve, did you see on the news the other day where a black guy and a Hispanic guy were falsely arrested for trying to help an old white man out of his car? It just shows you can't judge a crook by his color.
Ooh, yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah, that was that sounds like you. That sounds like one of the ones you'd have in your pocket that is just well written. That's a good one. Shout out to Dad. Pretty good.
My truck wasn't shifting right. The mechanic said it was a bad transfusion.
That sounds like a bad treyism. You got a good chunk left?
Oh yeah, I got a ton left.
Oh my god. Can you like not show me them, but just like scroll just to show me how many there are? Oh my god. Those are all of them?
Yeah.
All right, give me like three or four more.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll save the rest for the next episode.
My buddy had a brain atheism. and died. The doctor said even God couldn't save him.
That was pretty
good.
That was pretty good, Dad. That was good.
I went to the casino and stepped up to the roulette wheel and put my whole paycheck on red. I learned an important lesson. Can't pull all your bodies in one casket.
That sounds like a bad treyism.
I think the tennis racket one is better. I found there are lots of obstacles in life. My
today, Junior.
Philosophy, that's how it's worded. My philosophy is when life gives you Mormons, make them into David Spade.
What? Let's read that one again.
I found there are a lot of obstacles in life. My philosophy is when life gives you Mormons, make them into David Spade.
Ah, don't get that one. Not good.
So, Treve, I think the first lesson you need to teach baby Daniel is don't buy the cans that feed you.
Don't buy the cans?
Bite the cans.
Oh, well, I think that Daniel is almost certainly going to bite the cans that feed him,
yeah.
Especially if he's breastfed.
You can feel it.
Come on, that was good.
That was good.
Because he's going to bite her tits. That was fucking good. And you didn't even laugh at that? Come on.
You can fill a hose with water, but you can't take a drink.
That was whack.
What if it was you can fill hose with water, but you can't make them drink.
You could fill hose with water, but you can't make them think.
that was a good one. That was a good. Yeah.
Okay, one more, and then do you have any?
No, I don't have shit.
What? You took the week off?
No, it was just, I figured I could just ride on these and then maybe work in some comedy bits.
That's fair. Give me one more for this episode, then we gotta record the second.
Rise above the toilet and you will find the shit.
That was a terrible one to end off.
Want me to do one more?
Yeah, do one more.
With each new day comes new dirty thoughts and new erections.
That just sounds like the first word of Trey's fucking Trey's manuscript. Trey sits down to write his autobiography and he's like, every new day starts with new dirty thoughts and new erections. And I'm kind of getting sick and tired about how I can't walk around with these erections. Why is it that I have to fucking tuck my wiener in my waistband? Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, that's going to end it here for this episode of the Trey and Treve Show. Not sure if it's going to be 17 or 18 quite yet, but we'll figure it out. Make sure to check all the links down below. Follow us on TikTok. You'll see the best parts of the show, all the highlights, all the lowlights, whatever you want to call them, of the Trey and Treve Show there on TikTok. That is the Trey and Treve Show clips. Subscribe here on YouTube. Listen to the podcast wherever it's available. Trey, any final words?
Now we appreciate you checking us out. Shout out to the Treepster for putting the work in. I feel like I'm like Biggie, and then Treve is Puffy, even though he's not a domestic abuser, but hey. he just has me going everywhere. He's like my manager, so to speak.
We're gonna make Trey a fat millionaire.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You're gonna rip me off, and I'm gonna be left with nothing.
Baby, baby. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.